Welcome now to the Midday for Tuesday. I'm Norman Gilliland, and there is choral music in the air, and the summer is rich with it around Wisconsin. For example, concerts coming up Friday, August 3rd, and Sunday the 5th in Madison, provided by the Isthmus Vocal Ensemble in their 17th season, and they have a brand new artistic director, Michael McGahey, and welcome to the Midday.
Thanks so much for having me.
Well, you may be new to the Isthmus Vocal Ensemble, but you have quite the resume behind you, Harvard Glee Club and over at McAllister, and quite a vocal background.
It's been a great journey. I've been at McAllister now for 6 years, going on seven, and having heard about this opportunity to work with the Isthmus Vocal Ensemble about a year ago, I thought it would be a wonderful thing to add to my schedule, and I've been just totally overwhelmed by the kind and incredible generosity of friendships that I've been able to form here just within the past 2 weeks here in Madison.
These concerts that are coming up Friday night and Sunday afternoon in Madison at the Lutheran Church of the Living Christ on Gammon Road and Christ Presbyterian Church on Gorham Street, those, I gather, are going to have a pretty rich variety of repertory by the looks of it.
That's true, yeah. The theme for the program that I ended up choosing was horizons, because I've always been fascinated with just the idea of liminal states, boundaries, and given that this would be my first season with the group and my, I guess, general fascination with beautiful bodies of water, I sort of jumped onto that as a theme. So the program begins with music of closure, a Compline hymn, a funeral motet. We look at music exploring different varieties of loss, even one approaching despair. And then the second half of the program searches for solace in various forms of wonder, particularly in bodies of water. And then we end with several expressions of joy.
So quite a musical journey there in these concerts. And they will include something from the Russian Orthodox Church?
Yes. Yeah, so one of the pieces on the program is by Nikolai Golovnov, who was a key member of the Moscow Synodal School. And the piece that we're going to perform is his Otche Nash, a setting of the Our Father, which he composed just before the Russian Revolution. So it's in the grand Russian Orthodox style. Big major climax. Gives our low basses a chance to show something off.
I was going to say, you got the basses?
We do, we do. It's a great joy of the group, I must say.
Well, here's an idea of what it will sound like as performed by the
Dale Warland Singers.
As you might say colloquially, in the zone right away, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's an astounding piece of music. It's one of my very favorites from that tradition. And I came to know it actually through singing it with Dale not too long ago, about 2 years ago. And it's a piece that's stuck with me ever since.
And that long tradition of Russian Orthodox music, and of course the Rachmaninoff Vespers come to mind.
Oh, absolutely.
Which is totally immersion in that sensibility. Mm-hmm. Well, from Russia, the Isthmus Vocal Ensemble is also going to take you over to, well, China, but I think with probably some American accents to it.
Yeah, so this other piece is by the Chinese composer Qin Yi, who was the first woman to ever graduate with a master's in composition from the Central Conservatory in Beijing. And she now teaches on the composition faculty at University of Missouri, Kansas City. She's been there for some years.
No culture shock there.
No, not at all. And one of the things that I particularly value about programming is to make sure we foreground female composers and composers of color. And this is a piece that I fell in love with when I first saw it on a music shelf in a music store in Bloomington, Minnesota. It's a piece she wrote for Chanticleer about 6 years ago called I Hear the Sirens Call. One of the other things I enjoy doing in choral performances is to make sure I share at least one piece in the performance that's a little bit off the beaten path from what the listeners might be accustomed to. So this work is composed most certainly in a Chinese idiom using Chinese nonsense syllables to...
Not that we would know.
Not that we would know, no. To depict a siren luring a batch of sailors to their untimely demise on the rocks.
Well, that's their job.
After which the siren, in her program notes, says the siren sings a satisfied solitary melody.
Mission accomplished. Yeah. Here we go. I hear the siren's call. And this is a Chanticleer. Kind of a play-by-play there in the performance by Chanticleer, and that's actually from, would you call that, a theme CD that they put out.
Yeah, so their 2012-2013 season was actually based around the whole idea of the siren, this mythological figure. And so they commissioned Chen Yi to write a piece, in that form, and so they formed their entire season and this disc, basically, around that work. And so that recording was actually taken from a live performance in San Francisco around September of 2012.
And this is one of the pieces that's going to be performed by the Isthmus Vocal Ensemble in their upcoming concerts Friday, August 3rd and Sunday, August 5th. And you can find out more if you go to their website.
IsthmusVocalEnsemble.org. And you can buy tickets there as well.
All of that. Well, from China now to the Philippines, and when we think about Philippine folk music, does that some of what I've heard has a kind of a Spanish quality to it? Would that apply here, do you think?
You know, in parts, it's actually a children's song, so the melody itself is extremely simple, but the arrangement is very much informed by jazz. The composer, Sondra Choi, whom I met when he was studying at the Berklee College of Music in Boston, which itself has a very strong jazz program, Sondra himself used to sing with the Philippine Madrigal Singers, which is one of the most accomplished and virtuosic vocal ensembles in Southeast Asia. And so he arranged this children's song for them in a very virtuosic fashion. In fact, actually, it was intended as a piece that could be performed for choral competitions around Southeast Asia. It ends with a big flash. So this is the piece actually that will close our concert, and the choir has had a great deal of fun learning it.
Spoiler alert. What's the name of this song?
Leron Leron Sinta.
Applause. That's not too surprising, but charming Filipino children's song, did you say?
It is, yeah.
And that's another of those pieces that's going to be featured on the upcoming concerts by the Isthmus Vocal Ensemble Friday night and Sunday afternoon in Madison. And you can find out more at the Isthmus Vocal Ensemble website. And their director for their 17th season and forward, we trust, is Michael McGahey, an alumnus of the Harvard Glee Club and also on the faculty at McAllister College. And thanks for stopping by and sharing some of your music with us.
Thanks so much for having me, Norman. I really appreciate it.